The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Shalom and Bracha. We're getting closer to Pesach. It's already time. Many people are already doing Hagola in the kitchen. Discuss the Chayvus HaBitochim, the Shas Hagola in the kitchen. First of all, since we're using boiling water, it's mitzvah nishmatim oyle nafshisechem. In the past year, we assumed that the only time you have to be careful is in respect to corona, so wear a mask. But there are other dangerous things around. For example, when the person drives a car, has to be careful, especially when it's before Pesach. People are in a rush. And the other people driving around also, be careful as you're driving to go on the normal speeds, even if you're behind schedule. And also be very careful of children darting in and out. So Hagolas Kalim is used with boiling water. And Kamavan, it can be very dangerous. It's recommended to wear rubber gloves when you're doing it, so that when the steam comes up, it doesn't burn you, chas v'sholem. Keep the kids away. That's one part of the Hilchos Bitochin and Hagolas Kalim. Another part is that very often in the many families, the minig of Hagolas Kalim is the farmer's shop. It's like the Havdil. Many families, like barbecuing, is the father's job. So it's kind of has a Jewish counterpart to barbecuing. But the father is doing the Hagolas Kalim, he has to remind himself. Also, to do with peace of mind. And, sometimes the father wasn't overly involved in cleaning up the house. So he sometimes gets the feeling that he's being tremendously moist and nefesh now. Take off time to do the Hagolas Kalim. And may not go at the pace he wants it to go. Sometimes water could run out in the middle. Or it could be a
Kol HaLashon.
Short circuits. All kind of things can happen. When a kid runs in the middle, or gets too wet, so who knows what can happen. Kind of interesting things. To realize that if the father is doing this, he's getting a little taste of what his wife has been doing for weeks already, months already, and it's a way to appreciate more all that extra time that his wife has been put into the cleaning for Pesach. So we have a twofold avoda. Number one is HaKadosh Atoy for everybody else that's involved in cleaning for Pesach, very often more than the one that's doing that Hagolas Kalim. Number two is to do it also with Yish of Adas, peace of mind, even though it is boiling water all over the place. But keep on calm. It's enough the water is boiling. We don't have to have the one that's doing that. Agola of the kitchen, of the sinks, whatever he's doing, also to be boiling. That's Come about all the other hachonis in the kitchen. Also have their thing. If you're using a thick silver foil, be careful not to cut your fingers. It's very sharp at the corners. Bend back the corners. If you're moving heavy appliances, make sure your back is able to handle it, so you won't be in bed for the next few days from overexerting yourself. No, that's the basic practical advice I have for today. And like we said, the main thing is go to excitement of preparing for the great Chag HaPesach. And the one who's telling us to do this and clean out the house is not Parah. When Parah hadn't built all the Ari Miskinos for Parah, he got nothing out of it. Just pain. But this, even if it's not as easy as we want it to be, from Sarah Agra. But if it isn't easy, we get even more reward. So it's very sad in mind, and Yitzhak Hashem will be a rewarding experience and a pleasant experience and help bring ourselves closer to that exalted mind frame of the Eliyahu to Mitzrayim. Closer.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.